Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and talk to you about what we should do when trouble comes. Here we go, 2 Kings chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Now Ahaziah fell through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and was injured. So he sent messengers and said to them, "Go, inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover from this injury." The book of 2 Kings begins in the reign of Ahaziah, king of Israel. In those days, the 12 tribes of Israel were split into two kingdoms. The 10 northern tribes were in a kingdom called Israel, with Samaria as the capital. The 2 southern tribes were a kingdom called Judah, with Jerusalem as the capital. All the kings of the northern kingdom were bad, and this included Ahaziah, who inherited the spiritual disaster of King Ahab. Israel was in decline, and God's judgment would soon be upon the northern kingdom. One day, as our text tells us, Ahaziah fell through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria. Ahaziah probably leaned against the wooden screen over a window in his palace. The lattice broke and he fell from the second floor to the ground. Now, most people don't plan for such things, but accidents happen, and they happen to both kings and peasants. Accidents happen. But how we respond to those tragedies reveals where our trust really is. And this is what King Ahaziah said. He said, "Go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover from this injury." He didn't turn to the true God. He didn't inquire of the Lord, Yahweh, the covenant God of Israel. Instead, he turned to the pagan god of Ekron, who was named Baal-zebub. It's a fairly reliable measure. In a time of trouble, you will look to your God. If you worship material things, you'll look to them in a time of crisis. If you worship drugs or alcohol, that is where you will turn. If your God is pleasure or it's entertainment, you will try to run to them when your world seems to fall apart. Here, Ahaziah showed he was a true worshiper of the pagan god Baal-zebub because that's where he turned in his trouble. What a worthless god he sought after. The name Baal-zebub literally means Lord of the Flies. Maybe they thought this god had the power to drive flies away or to send flies, but this Lord of the Flies seemed to have become a god who was commonly worshipped, even by kings. It's been said that when we reject God, it's not that we believe in nothing, but that we will believe in anything. King Ahaziah was not too proud to call on Baal-zebub, but he was too proud to call on the Creator, the loving and gracious covenant God of Israel. But again, he was not too proud to grovel before a god of disgusting flies. Brothers and sisters, in good times and in bad times, seek the Lord. He is perfectly revealed to us in Jesus Christ. And what we see there is that he is full of beauty and truth. And Jesus will come to the one who seeks him. That's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And he will draw close, as James chapter 4, verse 8 says, he will draw close to the one who draws close to him. In your times of trouble, look to the Lord and nowhere else.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.